This is Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. Over the past 3 months, Erdin Aruç has been biking his way across America. His goal is to become the first person to travel around the world under his own power. The trip will take 6 years and will also have him climbing the highest mountains on 6 continents. WABE's David Barraswain caught up with Aruç as he biked through Atlanta.
So far, 43-year-old Erdin Aruç has cycled nearly 8,500 miles and climbed Mount McKinley on the first leg of his round-the-world trip. He stopped to talk at Jimmy Carter Boulevard.
Everybody knows the physical labor required by bicycling. What I do is not extraordinary, it is out of the ordinary.
Aruç's goal in traveling the country is not just for a world record. He stops in at schools along the way, including Autry Mill Middle School in Fulton County, to help encourage kids to set big goals, reach high, and treat obstacles as riddles to be solved.
And when I stand in front of them and say, this is what I'm doing, and my challenge to you is if I cover 50 miles today, I want you to learn 50 new words. Read 50 pages, walk 50 times around the school building, set yourself goals, keep up with me. And I say deal, they say deal. I don't know if they're going to do it, but why not?
Aruç dresses in layered water and windproof biking gear. He's using a mountain bike donated by one of his sponsors and towing a one-wheel trailer called a Bob.
And Bob actually stands for Beast of Burden. I have 175 pounds of gear here, total road weight. That is my air pump, so I can fix my tires. The rear wheel has gone through a lot of abuse, and just recently in Atlanta, I upgraded it from a 36-spoke downhill wheel to a tandem bicycle wheel, which has 48 spokes. So I am certain I will never break any spokes again. That was one trouble I was having.
As a software engineer in Seattle, Aruç, during his downtime, dreamed of the day he could do this journey, but dreaming still wasn't enough. It was after he was encouraged and befriended by the late Yoren Krop, writer of a book on climbing Mount Everest, that Aruç started to get serious about the journey.
The way I got started on this thing was to cash out my 401k, cash out my savings, to make lifestyle choices, to downsize our mortgage commitments, to be able to spare that extra cash flow to support this.
Aruç's journey is not just by bike. He will walk trails and climb mountains. His goal is to reach Miami by Christmas, where he'll move his gear to a boat and row it to South America.
From Miami, the push off heading south to Argentina through Panama Canal with the boats to Ecuador. The crossing of the Pacific is going to follow. It's going to take me 4 to 7 months to cross the Pacific. Then I will head to Indian subcontinent to ride the length of the Indian subcontinent to Nepal to climb Everest.
But he's not done there. After that, it's back to India, to Africa, then up to Europe, back west on his way to finish up in Miami. All of this done with the full blessing and support of the person he calls his backbone, his wife, Nancy.
What I want to do when I get back to Miami is to get a tandem bicycle and have my wife behind me, and we'll do the finale together, heading home.
If all goes as planned, Aruç should return to the U.S. sometime in late 2010. Dave Barraswain, WABE News.